Once again, in our first reading, God is encouraging, reassuring the Hebrew people. We've heard this read several times by Isaiah during these last few weeks, reassuring the people that despite their hardships and problems in the desert, that God would lead them ultimately to the promised land. And he called them his people. He called them espoused, a diadem, a jewel. He called his people his jewel. And that can translate into our lives as well. We are God's jewel. We here at St. Thomas Becket, we're one of the jewels in the crown of God, of Jesus, the crown of that ultimately was the crown of thorns. But we are the crown, a part of that crown of Jesus as part of his people. We are one of those diadems or jewels. And Isaiah tells him that we are espoused to God. We are like a bride with her husband. Now that's a hard one to do. We are all men and women and we aren't brides, but the point is the theme is how close we are to God, how close we are to God, and that we all do need reassurances at times in our lives. There are dark times, obviously. There are difficult times. And we think sometimes of refugees who are also on a journey to the New Jerusalem, refugees who are struggling, people living in war-torn countries like Yemen, people living in countries with dictators like Venezuela hoarding the country's riches. We think of those people and say, yes, God, they are God's jewel as well. They are a jewel in the crown of Jesus. And so we pray for them and support them, and we hope that things will better themselves for those folks. And at the same time, God has promised to be with them as well. They may not feel it like the Hebrew people didn't always feel God's presence, but it was always there in the end. God was always there to get them to the end of their lives, to the promised land. And we ourselves sometimes fail when we struggle with illness or joblessness or other painful situations. Jesus provides for us as well. We are the crown of Jesus, you and I individually as well as the community. And if we are the crown, God takes care of it. He polishes it. He makes it anew. He forgives, he strengthens, he reassures, even in the darkness. We can be reassured that God is with us. In the wedding feast at Cana, Jesus provided for the bride and groom by making that water into wine. I don't know what they did with all that wine. 20 gallons or 30 gallons, six of those. So six times 30, 180 gallons of wine. That'll last a whole year. And I suspect that there were a few drunken people by the end of that reception. But again, there, the fullness of God's plan, that he gave so much wine. Like, remember in the loaves and the fishes, they gathered up 12 baskets full of stuff afterwards. The abundance of God in doing this, like the wine, more than is necessary, beyond what we can expect. That's how God treats that crown, that jewel in his crown. And so God provides graces for us through the Spirit as we journey in this journey to the New Jerusalem. We hear in the second reading about the gifts of the Spirit. There are many gifts here in this community, different ones. We hear about that once a year. We go through the list of the things that people do in this community. Each of us has a gift from the Spirit, even if we don't realize it sometimes. We are a gift, and we provide for as a gift to this community. And so again, God provides for the people he loves. He provides for the jewel in his crown. And then we must say at the end, is that enough? Is what God is doing for us enough? Sometimes we have doubts about that. Sometimes we say, God, why don't you, whatever. Or we pray for a need of some kind. We also must remember that God provides for us enough that we need. Enough that we need. We are enough, and God is very much enough. And so we are. So when you pray to God, remember that you're a jewel that God has claimed as his own. You are a jewel, a beauty in God's eyes. So when you come to God, be confident. Despite our own sinfulness, darkness, just like the Hebrew people, you're sinful too. But God continues to love us. He doesn't let that get in the way. So I think the theme today is love and care of God for our needs, like the wedding feast at Cana, like the Jewish people heading for the New Jerusalem, like us heading for the New Jerusalem. God is love, and we are his jewel.